Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Kill Your Yo-Yo, the podcast dedicated to yo-yo theory, yo-yo improvisation, and yo-yo performance. I'm your host, Ross Levine, and I'm in an identity crisis, or at least that's how it appears to the outside world, and I haven't been able to make a statement about it publicly, and I want to. I want to explain what's going on. And also, I want to give a little bit of history of where my company came from, and then a little preview of where my company's going. And so let me just start off by saying, I am now no longer Illynx. I am no longer Helix. I am Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos. That's my company. That's what I'm doing business as. That's what I want to tell you, ultimately. If you get nothing else from this podcast, it's that. There's actually one other thing, which is that there's a very good deal about to get posted. it's about to go live, and it is five concave bearings, 10 center track bearings, 60 pads, a bearing cleaning / storage tube made of glass. It's beautiful and perfect and practical and useful, as well as 2 free downloads, and it's all $60. Also, all those bearings are hand-tested. They're the exact same product that you would get from anywhere else, but cheaper, and that product is designed to make you a better yo-yoer. And the reason I bring this up is, one, because I put a lot of money into making that deal possible, and I really want to see that money again one day. And talking to you about it will help to do that. And two, because I ultimately care about one thing, and that is making products that will make you a better yo-yoer. I don't care what the name of the vehicle that drives around those products is. It's been Helix, it's been Illynx, it's been a lot of different things. I care that you have the best products for the best prices. That's what I care about. And so ultimately, what I'm about to tell you about this whole story of the past and what's happened and why I had to change everything last minute doesn't really matter, because I want to give you really good products that will make you better at yo-yoing. That's what I ultimately try to offer with everything that I do. Let me get into just a little bit of a backstory. And by a little bit, I mean quite a bit. There's a lot of backstory to my company. And where it all started was with a idea to try to start a yo-yo company. And I was going to be like, this new innovative yo-yo company that's going to have these new innovative ideas. And then people would ask me, so what are you doing that's different? And I go, well, you know how everyone else makes yo-yos? Well, I make better yo-yos, and that's why I'm better, because I make better yo-yos. And they go, okay, do you have any design skills? And I'm like, I'm like 13 when I'm talking about this. I'm like, no, I don't know how to use CAD. I don't even know what CAD is. I also don't know how to design a logo or write a business plan or like do any calculations or anything. But I'm gonna make the best yo-yo company, and I'm gonna call it Evolution of Revolution. And that was my idea for a yo-yo company, was Evolution of Revolution. I had no products, no prospects, just nothing. I just had a name and a logo, which I had traced from my laptop screen onto a piece of printer paper, and then photocopied that trace. And this logo, because it was Evolution of Revolution, was that Darwin photo where like it's a monkey on the left and then it goes through becoming ever greater apes until you're at the human on the right, and it, they get taller and they stand up over time. It's that photo, except the human is throwing a yo-yo. And so that was my logo, and I was like, a logo makes a company. That's I don't have a surface level understanding of what business is. The logo makes a company, not anything else. And so I was so excited about EvoRev, which is what I was calling it, because obviously my favorite company is still RecRev. They just had such incredible yo-yos back in the day, and they continue to well, now they don't exist, but they their yo-yos are still good, the ones that they put out when they did exist. So I really like calling it EvoRev because it reminded me of that name. And so I was so excited about the name. Eventually, I realized it's not a very good reason to start a company is because you have a name that you like. And then also around that time, because I hadn't put out any products under Evolution of Revolution, it just was me with my logo, and I was so happy with it. I decided I was getting more into math. I was getting, further along in school, getting into maybe the beginning of high school. And I got into axis systems, and I was like, ooh, this is interesting. This XY axis system is really cool, and maybe I can start like thinking about yo-yoing in a 3D grid. And if you know any of my theoretical work, you know that I have a whole notation system based on a three-dimensional grid, which by saying it that way, it sounds really complicated. It's not. It actually makes improvisational yo-yoing a lot easier, and that whole system is called basic yo-yo notation, which is a part of a broader flow theory of yo-yoing that I'm working on. But that basic yo-yo notation is actually included in that product that's going to come out for really, really cheap, the one that I was talking about with all the bearings and the pads. And so keep your eye out for that because, boy, I need to sell a lot of those now. So what was I talking about? I was talking about axis systems and how I was really into them. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to make a yo-yo company based around the axis system. It'll be all math based. It'll be so cool and edgy. And people think also I'm so smart because I know about what an axis system is. And so I came up with this new logo. Also, at this point, I at least had design skills. Meaning that I had taken one class on Adobe Illustrator in high school. And so I pumped out this logo for Y-axis yo-yos. Fine name, cool name, great name. One problem, Axis yo-yos launched right after I decided that that was what I was going to spend my future doing. Axis yo-yos headed by James Reed, and he's a friend. He's always been a friend, but I had not communicated to anybody except for in my own head, this world where I owned Y-axis. And then he came out with axis yo-yos and they got very, very, very popular. And so I was like, oh, well, of course I can't be Y-axis now. Shoot. Well, then I got to the end of high school and I joined this Teen Startup Academy thing is what it was called. It was a business accelerator for teenagers, which is, if you're thinking that sounds like a bad idea, it was, but it was also really cool while it lasted. And I had this really interesting idea for an online yo-yo competition, which no one was really doing at the time. This is, what, it must have been 2015, so well before 19 or 20. It was like, no one was doing anything like that, and I was doing it, and I was getting competitors to go on, and I had a whole bracket system, and I was doing it all manually, and then I tried to build an app, and it all failed miserably. That was called Trickster. And it was a dumpster fire, terrible idea. But I did learn a lot from it about like, how do you position yourself publicly? How do you make something that people will actually find valuable? And just those really, really basic fundamental lessons in business that you can only learn by doing them, or reading a book or two. But you really get the genuine experience from doing it. And I, didn't like reading as much back then, so I failed really badly with Trickster. Little did I know that online competition's actually great idea. You just need a pandemic for people to realize all the benefits that come from having an online competition. And so I oh yeah, one more thing that I did is I was like, all right, great. If I can't make this a competition, I'll at least sell yo-yos. So I made a run of yo-yos called the Flare. Back then it was called the Trickster Flare. But then high school ended and I started college, and I a lot of stuff was happening at that time, and I was like, I just don't have the time to put into this. I need to put more time into this if I want to make this happen, and I just don't have the time for that. So the Flares sat in their boxes in my room for a while, and then I went to college and I took a class called the socio-something dimensions of work and leisure. It's a class about leisure. And in that class, the only thing I remembered was the word Illinx, because it was a style of play based in self-disorientation, is basically what Illinx play is. It's a kind of play. They had different classifications of play. That's what happens when you go to a college class about leisure. You learn about different kinds of play, apparently. And so I learned about Illinx. I'm like, that's a really cool word. I really like how it looks. I like how it sounds. It's a little bit edgy sounding. I'm like, ooh, cool. I'll be Illinx. And so I was Illinx for a long time. For like 4 years, I was Illinx. A lot of people know me as Illinx because I did a lot of my best tricks as Illinx. But like I'm saying, my goal is not to become a big Instagram influencer. It's just to create stuff that will make people better yo-yoers. That's my only goal. So any recognition of my Instagram page, I was like, yeah, okay, that's fine. I've already been Trickster and Evorev in the past, so I don't really care. If I can just throw away Illinx if I really need to, and ultimately that's what ended up happening, because I need to give, I'm jumping ahead of myself. When I went into Illinx mode, when I finally had enough kind of funds built up and experience and engineering knowledge to actually create yo-yos, I was like, great, I want to start making more yo-yos. I want to make further yo-yos. Well, to do that, I need more funding. Well, to do that, I need to sell off this stock of Trickster Flares. Well, I'm not Trickster anymore. So how do I sell off this stock of Trickster Flares? I'm going to rebrand them to be the Illinx Caffeine. And that started this whole chain of yo-yos named after molecules. I'm like, ooh, that's a cool naming convention. So the Trickster Caffeine was born. I sold all of them because I just lowered the price to a offer that could not be refused. And so people did not refuse, they accepted, and they took that offer. And it's a great yo-yo. It's actually going to be revamped as Katie Thompson, my team member's signature yo-yo soon. You know, soon is a relative term with me, but it is coming. It is on the docket. So I rebranded those as the Illinx Caffeine. And then I took that money that I made from that, and I made my run of melatonins, and I sold those melatonins to retailers, and they did not sell like I wanted them to, like I needed them to. Really, the gold standard is you post a yo-yo and it sells out that same day. That's what you want to see. That's what you really want to see, because that creates a good relationship with that retailer, because they know that when they buy from you, you are going to consistently get them a return on their investment, and that those won't just be sitting in their shelves. And those melatonins are still sitting in the shelf. Now, there were a lot of contributing factors that could have played into that. And part of it is it's sort of a different design. I love the melatonin. I think a lot of people, if they tried it, would love the melatonin. It's supposed to be a really solid pocket throw. That's all it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a really, really good throw that has that's able to handle all of your tricks and fits in your pocket. That's what it's supposed to be. And it's really wide. It grinds amazing for all of the different grinds. It's a really, really fun yo-yo based on two really fun yo-yos, the Recrev number 9 and the Yo-Yo Jam Speeder 2. It's just, I don't know, I really like it. But it was different. It was a different kind of a shape. Some people might have looked at it and gone, that's a novelty kind of shape. I don't really want something like that. But I think another thing that played into it is that the most recognizable parts of the Illinx brand were the colors, the shape of the word, and that's it. people did not know the name Illinx. People literally don't know the name Illinx still. People who know Illinx don't know the name Illinx because often they mispronounce it. They come at me all the time. I used to get, oh, you're the guy from Linux Toys. It's like, what? No, I'm not. I'm not a computer company, actually. You're the Illinix. You're the Linux. You're the guy from Illinix. It's like, nope, none of those are correct. And the reason that problem came up is because if you look at the word Illinx, it's just hard to pronounce. There's an X that comes out of nowhere next to an N, which, like, that's not a traditional way that a word can be spelled. And then the I and the L, if you have a lowercase I before a, or if you have an uppercase I before a lowercase L, it just looks like two L's in a row. So people look at that and they go, oh, it's Linx Toys. So like, of course that was going to be a problem. And so ultimately that just creates an issue that if people can't pronounce, and this is a long-term issue, it happened for years. If people can't pronounce the word, then how are they going to be able to remember the name? If they can't pronounce it, how can they remember it? And if they can't remember it, how can they go to spell it? When they go to find my products, they can't just like go in and find them because they don't know what the word even is. Now under Illinx, I sold my pads originally as mouse pads, which I thought that was another dumb mistake. Everybody, so I called the mouse pads partly as a nod to Kitty String because like cat and mouse, you know, and I loved Kitty String and I still do. But I thought that it was kind of funny because I was studying a lot of like computer science at the time. And I'm like, oh, it's like a mouse pad, but for, you know, pad for mouse, but then a pad for, I don't know what I was thinking. It was a terrible idea because a lot of people look at mouse pad and they think, oh, this guy's selling computer stuff. But no, mouse pads were 19 millimeter silicone yo-yo pads, which I'm now calling Hollywood pads because it's better. I'm going by Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos. So Hollywood pads, just like IR pads, you know, you just take the name of your company and put it before it. Now you're advertising your company while selling your products. God, the basics. It's crazy how much fundamental basics can fly by you when you don't take the time to really think them through. And so part of why I'm doing this recording right now is to inform you of the mistakes I've made in the past. So anyway, Illinx was unpronounceable, unmemorizable, and therefore unspellable. And so I really wanted to change it. I just really felt like if I'm going to be doing this and I'm going to start really investing my money into this, and I am investing a lot of money into this right now, if I'm going to do that, I want a name that will last. And Illinx, I don't think is it. In fact, I'm confident that Illinx is not it. I think that hurt the sales of the melatonin. I think it's hurting my branding. I think it's just going to be a problem long term. So I need something else. Around that same time, my mom gave me a ring that was made of silver that she had actually made. And that ring was in the shape of a double helix. It's just two silver wires twisted around each other, turned into a ring, and then welded together, or, you know, soldered together. And I started wearing this ring on my pinky because it was the only finger that it fit on. I realized it's the only piece of jewelry I have ever been able to wear consistently, because it's out of the way of all of my coins for my coin magic. It's out of the way of my yo-yo. It's just small. It doesn't take up any room. It's pretty. And I like that the two twisted wires turn into a double helix, which is super relevant to yo-yoing because it is the shape of our yo-yo string. And so I have an uninterrupted infinite loop of a helix on my finger all the time. And I was looking at that one day and I'm like, oh, helix. My profile picture for Illinx is an I and an X. My profile picture for Helix can be an I and an X because it's got the same, it's right there. Oh my God, it's perfect. And also the DNA bind, like there's so much that links in. This is awesome. This is a great word is it's something that people can spell and memorize, and it's catchy. It's got a nice ring to it. Helix throws. Oh, Helix throw. And so I went off on Helix throws. And I did that about 6 months ago. And after that, because I knew I'm going to start this new company, I'm going to incorporate, I'm going to, you know, do all the business stuff, the boring business stuff. I need a name first so that I can know what everything after will be. You know, I need a corporate email address. I need a website. I need all this stuff to do any of that. I need a logo to do any of that. You need a name decided on first. And so I was like, great, got a name. Got my name. It's good. It's perfect. It'll be an easy transition for my Instagram followers. Suddenly I'll just be Helix Throws. No one will even notice. It'll be great. And then I'll just release my first product, which is, you know, those bearings and pads, and it'll be awesome. But then about a week or two ago, I got an email. I'm not going to elaborate at all. I got an email and I could not use Helix. I was not able to use Helix. I did not fight at all. I just said, yep, you're right. I won't use Helix. Done. I defer completely. I'm out. Yep. Not using Helix anymore. You don't have to worry about me using Helix. It is off of my Instagram. It's off of everything. So just one day, I was Modern Yo-Yos. And then I realized Modern Yo-Yos is a problem because if you're in, you know, Yo-Yo Expert, for example, and then you scroll down, there's a section called Modern Yo-Yos. And so then if you click into Modern Yo-Yos and then you also see a brand called Modern Yo-Yos, that's going to be confusing. So I had to be Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos for those cases. So I am officially Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos, but just for, you know, to save typing time, my URL is going to be modernyoyos.com and my Instagram is modern_yoyos. And yeah, so the reason that I went with Modern Yo-Yos specifically is because I don't ever want to have to change my name again. And I needed something that was generic, but also specific. And so like generic as in Modern Yo-Yos, that is the name of the product that I make. We are making Modern Yo-Yos. And then two is specific in that it's where I live. It's Hollywood. I don't actually live in Hollywood. I work in Hollywood. But I'm like right outside Hollywood, go there all the time. I'm like, this is, you know, everyone knows Hollywood. Everyone can spell Hollywood. If they can't spell Hollywood, I also own Hollywood Yo-Yos and HollywoodModernYoyos.com, as well as Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos and HollywoodYoyos.com. And Modern, what is it? ModernSkillToys.com. All those are going to end up pointing to ModernYoyos.com. Anyway, I needed something that would not ruffle anyone's feathers. And I also needed something because, you know, I got that email and I had just put so much money into this company and so much time. I was working like every day after work. I would just work all through the night building this whole sales system. And then I got that email and I'm telling you, I basically had a panic attack. I had like a little mental breakdown for a bit because I'm like, I have just invested more than I've ever invested in anything into this and into Helix. Now I have to change it all like a week before launch. Great. And so now we're a couple days before launch and all that work has been redone. And it has been a struggle. And it is why I haven't posted any podcast episodes. And yeah, I also just want to say there's no animosity with anybody. There's no like, there's no problem with anything that happened with the Helix brand. It is handled. And, I just want, if there's any rumors coming up, quell them. I have no hatred or displeasure, anything whatsoever. I made a mistake by not doing my due diligence. What really stressed me out is that I was kind of now put into a place where I could not really do my due diligence on Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos beyond a copyright search. So I could not find somebody who owned Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos as a copyright. So if there's any feathers being ruffled on Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos, there shouldn't be. But if there is, oh boy, tell me now and throw me back into that spiral, because that'll be a whole thing if it exists. It should not. But anyway, I just wanted to give you that update of I am now Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos, and there is a light at the end of this tunnel, which is that Hollywood Modern Yo-Yos gets shortened to HMY or Homie, which means that my podcast listeners, which I've always wanted to have a general term for my podcast listeners are now homies. So you are all homies. So to all of you homies listening right now, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. If you want to support, please, like, I designed the offer, that $60 offer for, again, 5 concave bearings. These are fully licensed, hand-tested concave bearings. 10 center track bearings, also fully licensed, also hand-tested. A bearing cleaning slash storage tube, and for added, you know, just a little addition, 60, that's 30 pairs of 19 millimeter silicone clear yo-yo pads. I call them Hollywood pads, but they are the same thing that was mouse pads. It's the same exact product, just with a new brand name, just like everything under me. Everything's brand new. We're starting out afresh. So if you want to support me, make sure that you are ready for a $60 to $90 charge, because there might be a few extra deals hidden behind that checkout button that will get unlocked. And that's what I got to tell you. One other thing is, if you want to support me beyond that, please do that first, because I really want everybody to have fresh bearings and fresh pads. I want that to be a thing. I want to be the go-to place when you need bearings and pads. I want you to come to me. But if you want to support more beyond that, what would really help me is, right now, YoTrix and Yo-Yo Sam have Melatonins branded as Illinks. And I just don't feel, I feel like I've done them dirty, because I rebranded and I haven't even told them. I haven't told them about the rebrand yet. I'm telling you guys first. And so I'd just like to activate you guys to please, if you want a really good one, a yo-yo, pick up that Melatonin. It's fantastic for 1A and 5A. I've been playing it a lot for 5A. I'm going to be honest, it's not great for 3A, but the prototypes were. But the final one is like, it's not. It's really, really meant for tearing up 1A and 5A, and it does. So I highly recommend that, and it would help to clear out that stock and to maintain a good relationship with those retailers, so that I can keep popping up next time, and so that they don't look at me next time and go, oh god, you just sold us a bunch of stock and then changed your brand. And then it's like, I don't know. if it doesn't sell out, I'm just gonna have to send them rebrand kits, and you know, that won't be a problem. But I'd rather that they sell. I'd really rather that they sell, because I want to see them in more people's hands. Plus, you'll get the exclusive Illinks branded box, which if Hollywood Modern gets as big as I'd like it to be, that will be a cool rare item, having those original Illinks boxes. So, and the original Illinks branding, which all of those Melatonins have the Illinks branding on the inside, around the bearing well. So that's all that I want to tell you. And thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being a homie, for sticking around through all this. So yeah, peace out.